Welcome to Maseches Eiduyos, Parches Mishnah Hey, Chapter 8, Mishnah 5. The Mishnah begins. Hey, Rabbi Akiva, Mishum Nechemia Ish Beis Deli. Rabbi Akiva testified in the name of Nechemia, the man of Beis Deli, Shemesimis Aisha Piyed Echad, that if, let's say, a woman's husband travels to a faraway country, and one witness comes and says that her husband died, it's permissible for the woman to get married through his testimony, even though ordinarily you need two witnesses to substantiate something. But here we rely upon one. Now, we really had this mission already in Parak Vav, in the beginning of Parak Vav. It's interesting that this mission is noted again. So the Gemara clarifies, the Gemara teaches us in Maseches Yevamos, actually the Mishnah teaches us in Maseches Yevamos, that Rabbi Akiva said the following. Here's a little bit more of the backstory. He said, when I went down to be Me'aber Lishana, to turn it into a leap year in Naharda, so I found Nechemya Ish Beis Deli. So I said to him, I heard that in Eretz Yisrael, they don't rely upon this halacha, that a person can marry off a woman based on just the testimony of Rabbi of one witness, and the only person that is mekel is Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. And he said to him, "Correct, that is true. It's true that they argue on Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava." So he said to me, "Tell the Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael in my name that because I'm not able to get there because it's difficult and it was dangerous to get there. However, I have a kabbalah from Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin, the Nasi, that a person could marry off a woman through Reid Echad." Comes along Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says, when I said these words in front of Rabbi Gamliel, who was the grandson of Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin, he was very happy. And he said to me, we found another person in support of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. And he remembered that Rabbi Gamliel, at some point when people were killed in Tel Arza, Rabbi Gamliel married off their wives through the testimony of one witness. So this is a little bit more expanded than just a simple statement. The Mishnah concludes with another statement. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua testified about Samos, on the bones of a dead body, shenimtzu bedir ha'etzim, that were found where they kept the wood in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Lishkas Atei HaMaracha, the office, the storehouse where they kept the wood that was used for the Mizbeach, which was located in the Ezras Nashim, in the women's gallery of the Beis HaMikdash. Amar Chacham, the Chacham said, Melakei Retzem Etzem, you can collect bone by bone, and you could take them out of the Azara, v'hakol tar, and everything that remains in the Azara is tar, and we're not nervous that maybe somebody touched them, they shouldn't have touched them. Maybe some of the kelim, the vessel of the Beis HaMikdash touched them. Because halacha is that Ezras Nashim has the status of a Rishos HaRabim, the public property. And we've learned before that Safek Tomer Rishos HaRabim, if you're not sure if something became Tami in Rishos HaRabim, it is Tar. So therefore, even if perhaps something happened, as long as we know nothing happened, then we're careful. We don't assume that, maybe someone or something was touched. On the contrary, the halacha is that it's going to be Tar, and it's not a problem, it's not an issue. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.